425-5468.
You're in tune with KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Will Two-Step, and right now we have the first cabaret program with live musicians since March 20th, 2020, with Augustus. And we have the Strange Birds with us tonight, Carrie Miner and Ray Smith.
And, hey, Will.
Hey, good evening. This is very exciting. Live musicians, first
this
time.
This is exciting.
Yes. And you guys have been sounding good through sound checks, so.
Thank you. We're thrilled to be here.
Let's have some music.
Cool. All right, dude. Here we go. It's a little song called Wonder.
I always want to wander. I like being under a little spell. I don't need to be known with everything's going where it's been. And the lessons in our lives are right before our eyes. The once majestic tree decaying in the sun. And it tells us little things about who we are in this universe of everyone. I always want to wonder. I ain't figured out thunder or lightning yet. When the storms come chasing, I turn around and face them, see what I'm gonna get. And the lessons in our lives are right before our eyes. The wind blows away something that you love. And it tells us little things about who we are and what we might be made of.
That old tree lying in the sun, dying in the sun. Unlike you and me, always on the run, always on the run. I always want to wonder. I like being under a little spell. I don't need to be knowing where everything's going, where it's been,
where it's been,
where it's been.
Yeah, wonder. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're just kind of used to saying that. We're hoping. We're just, yeah. All we can do is hope. So nice to be here at the cabaret.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have live musicians in again. And if you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Strange Birds. My name's Will Two-Step. I'm hosting tonight's first live broadcast of cabaret since March 2020, and it's a pleasure and an honor to have these fine musicians here.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure for us to be here. We are playing a few songs off a brand new album that we have coming out here this fall, and this is a song I wrote kind of as a, I guess, keep on going in my theme song through this last year and a half, and it's called North Star.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm gonna keep my head on straight, living in a crooked time. I'm gonna keep my vision clear, staring at an empty sky. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the road. It's not the end of the line. It's just the end of the show. Let's follow our North Star. It guides us wherever we are. On the highway, in the wicked wind, it reminds us again and again. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the road. It's not the end of the line. It's just the end of the show. Following our North Star, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the road. It's not the end of the line, my friends. It's just the end of the show. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the Natural fade.
There you go. Carrie Minor, North Star. There we go. Get a little tune on here. So through this time, I better turn my tune around while I talk. So through this crazy time, we had extra time to work on our new album. And, of course, new issues came about to write about as folk singers. It's our job to comment on the world. And so this next song came about just through noticing all the division in our world. And I'm a 60s kid. I come from the love place. And so that's this song. It's called Rootin' for Love.
And that's, our second theme song.
That's what
album.
I'm doing, yeah. Another.
And we are doing a Kickstarter. You can find out more about that on our Facebook page, Strange Birds, all one word, BYRDS, and also on Instagram. And our son, Josh, is a filmmaker who works for Cinder Films, and he came up and did a really, really sweet film of us up on our property, and you can go watch our film and learn all about that.
Sorry.
So,
guitar got hot.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank George Figgs, our engineer and producer tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, George, putting it
thank
all
you,
together.
George.
He's remembered how to do this.
And we actually got to walk in and hug each other, and that was such a great thing
yes,
to do
it
that.
Is. Yes, it is.
It's effervescent. That's my
absolutely.
Word.
All right, here we go, rooting
right.
for love.
Here we go.
See, united we stand, and divided we fall. Seems like we're falling right now, can't come together at all. I see a lot of hate,
I see a lot of love.
That's where the battle lines are drawn, when it comes to push and shove. I'm rooting for love. It's in my blood.
I'm rooting for love.
It's in my blood. I can't help rooting for love. Can't help rooting for love. I grew up on John Lennon,
Marvin Gaye too,
singing about the power of love and brotherhood. We stood side by side, trying to take down the walls. I'm not sure it meant anything. Beards grow longer, that's all. And I'm rooting for love.
Say united we stand, and divided we fall.
Seems like we're falling right now, can't come together at all.
Still I'm rooting for love.
Right on. I love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cabaret, KGNU,
yes.
Live music with real people, first time since March 20th, 2020.
Wow.
And it's our great pleasure to have the Strange Birds here. That's with a BYRDS.com.
Yes,
indeed. And let's see here. So... this is these guys, as a collective, have won 4 awards for the songwriting competition at Planet Bluegrass.
And actually, I've been a 7-time top 10
as a group, but you've been top 10 7 times by yourself.
It's been her songs that have been recognized. Sadly, they have recognized me. I was number 11 once at Telluride.
Nice.
I was 11, and all 10 showed up, so I didn't get my chance. But hey, I'm always there to support.
Has been an honorable mention numerous times in both festivals, and as well did the music for the Muscle Shoals documentary in 2013.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
He wrote the music score for that entire film.
Right. And you guys have a home studio you work out of, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Bird Nest.
Yep.
B-Y-R-D. Yeah.
We do work for other people, too. Like through COVID, we have an isolation booth that has a door to the outside. So
that's cool.
I was able to have clients come in and record without coming into our home space. So
that's cool. Yeah great. Great. Great nice. To know. Musicians out there make note.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I know some folks have done some work with you guys up there. And, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Eric Stone.
Yep, absolutely. Anything you want to tell the folks here before we kick off to another set of music?
Sure, I'll tell the story about this next song.
Cool.
This is another new song on our new album. Highway Islands is the name of our new album. And as I mentioned before, we are doing a Kickstarter. You can find out about it on Facebook and Instagram. And by the way, we love being on KGNU. It's really great. And every time we come on, we pledge again. That's how we pledge, is we come in and we pledge and
do
a yearly pledge and hopefully come in every year. But when we can't come in, we still pledge. So
it's an honor to have you guys in again.
Yeah.
I got word from George that producer and engineer here that we were going to do live music again, but it's restricted to duo. So, folks, we will be having live music, but we're going to just keep it a small group here for a period of time. And so these guys, I knew they were playing at the St. Julian one night, and I walked in and I said, "Hey, I just found out that there's a slot open. You guys want it?"
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And
right on.
Great story. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
So this story, this little song happened going to our local liquor store in Nederland, and I got talking to the manager of Dam Liquor about how in the holidays, before the holidays, I just do kind of a dry period in my life. I don't have a drinking problem, but it's just something I like to do. I'm a runner, and I was telling him how I had just done a couple of weeks without alcohol, and he said, "Well, I'm glad that not everybody in our town does that, or I'd have no business." And then he told me about a guy who comes in every day and tells me he's going to quit drinking, and then he's there the next morning waiting by the door. And that night I woke up and I wrote this whole song. It came to me of this young girl, this young woman, Angeline, and really in one fell swoop, which is kind of a rare thing as a singer-songwriter, mm-hmm. to have all the words and all the music come. And, of course, we then took it into the studio and finessed it. But it's called Angeline.
Nice.
I run the local liquor store. You've been in 100 times before. Went out on the highway with the neon light. Sleepy little town on the edge of night. My folks died when I was young. Grandpa raised me, was a son of a gun. When he passed, he left it all to me. Got a liquor store legacy. And it's the preachers and the folks living on the skids, passerbys and housewives with their little kids, highwaymen and cops and the lonely girls, all coming in to ease the weight of the world. Henry comes in every day and says, "Angeline, today's the day. I'm quitting drinking and I'm leaving this town. You won't be seeing me around." And every morning at 9:45, I see Henry at the door again, waiting on a six-pack and a bottle of gin, the glint in his eye and a desperate grin. And it's the preachers and the folks living on the skids, passerbys and housewives with their little kids, highwaymen and cops and the lonely girls, all coming in to ease the weight of the world. Angeline, 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 Angeline. Me, I never touch a drop. That way I won't have to stop. And every night I sweep the floor, pull the shade and lock the door. I run the local liquor store. You've been in 100 times before. One out on the highway with the neon light, sleepy little town on the edge of night. And it's the preachers and the folks living on the skids, passerbys and housewives with their little kids, highwaymen and cops and the lonely girls, all coming in to ease the weight of the world. Angeline,
Angeline, Carrie Minor there. Yeah.
A very pretty song.
Very nice. You guys are playing very well tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
It's Warner.
Will.
It's all good. Oh, it's a lovely time.
Will Two Step.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Yeah. Which, by the way, I'll be on Honky Tonk Heroes on Saturday morning.
Oh, sweet.
With a brand new Ernest Tubb release found in a record bin in Louisville.
In Louisville?
Yeah, Ernest outside of the brewery down there, whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a Decca recording.
Oh, fun. So, wow, Decca.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
That's cool.
Anyway, what's the name of the next tune, guys?
Next song is called Highway Islands. It's the title cut from our upcoming release, and which we're doing a Kickstarter for.
Yeah.
And this song came about from traveling in the Midwest and in our areas too, going through some little small towns that are like a mile off the highway, and they're just dead, and they're a beautiful old town. And everything is out by the highway, the McDonald's and the other stuff that everybody wants. And it's convenient, easy off, easy on. And
we were in Wyoming doing shows and asked the locals where a good coffee shop was. We were downtown, and every single storefront was boarded up except the thrift store. And it was just pristine and gorgeous. And the gal said to us, Well, there's a really good cup of coffee at McDonald's, just like Ray mentioned. And
we're coffee snobs.
I think we're coffee snobs, so we're both kind of shocked. But we did go up and visit the prison there, the old
prison, yeah.
Yeah, in Rawlins, Wyoming.
All right, here we go. Highway Islands, you ready?
All right.
Guitar's being funny now. One, a one, two, three, four. We've been driving all night, trying to make town by morning. And the highway signs only flash lights and warnings.
And the places where folks used to go, empty main streets, everything closed. Highway islands all the same, they tinkle with a local money chain. Easy off, easy on, and the town is gone. Easy off, easy on, and the town is gone.
Like the small farms we saw abandoned out in Kansas,
made us feel this empty feeling in our souls. And we wonder why the world's so cruel. They talk about the golden rule. Money does what it wants to do, and everyone follows in pursuit. Easy off, easy on, and the town is gone. Easy off, easy on, and the town is gone, gone, gone. Box store, fast food, everything cheap and greasy. No more mom and pop, big boys are so greedy.
Are so greedy, yeah, yeah.
We've been driving all night, trying to make town by morning. And the highway signs only flash lights and warnings. And the places where folks used to go, empty main streets, everything closed. Highway islands all the same, they take away the local money chain. Easy off, easy on, and the town is gone. Easy off, easy on, and the town is gone, gone, gone. Easy off, easy on, and the town is gone. Easy off, easy on, and the town is gone.
Fine tune. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Nice, Ray. Hey, if you're interested and you like this, what you're hearing here, guys, I guess your next show is on the 20th, this Friday. Or next Friday, I guess.
A week from Friday.
A week from Friday. Yeah. Boco Cider.
Yeah, North Boulder.
North Boulder Cider. I'm not familiar with the venue.
Well, it's up there next to the left hand. Wait, is that which brewing company, Ray?
Near Upslope.
Upslope Brewing Company up in North Boulder.
Right, yeah.
And it's a very beautiful, intimate room, and it reminds me of when we were in Ireland and we used to play the little rooms there.
Right.
It has like a pub atmosphere and really listening crowd. They also tell people to make reservations because it sells out quick.
Right. That's the that's that retail strip right across from the American Legion or the VFW or whatever in the
exactly.
Go-kart place and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's good. And they got a ton of ciders and
Wow.
It's
and that's
owner's really nice, and folks to, are lovely there. They really come, and it really is like a listening room.
Cool. 6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah. I think it's outside this next one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty sure.
Cool. Well, hopefully we'll have a lot less smoke for you guys and the sing outside. I know.
We played in Winter Park last Friday, and it was supposed to be really smoky, and it cleared when we came over the pass, and then the next morning it was like horrible over there, really smoky.
So. Okay. Well, let's see. And then after that, you're going to be up to the Upslope Brewing, speaking of them, but this is the Flatiron Park Place brewery, the big brewery, and that's on the 21st, which will be the Saturday, and that's a 5 to 7 gig.
Yeah.
Right on.
That'll be fun. We haven't been there to that location for a while, and I think that's outside as well. We're doing a lot of outdoor shows this year.
Well, it's summer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, good. We got a couple weeks of breweries and fun gigs like that, and then we bust into house concerts and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, we head out to our son's wedding in early September. Congratulations, Willa and Kelton, if you're listening. And then we get back and do a couple of really nice house concerts, and then we're taking off for our first vacation and since we toured out to the Pacific Northwest, but that was working, so like a real vacation. Yeah.
Right. Well, hopefully a bunch of songs come out of it.
Yeah. We got to get this new album released, and then we'll start writing for the next one. Yeah.
And what's the name of the new album again?
It's called Highway Islands.
Highway Islands, and it'll be available
It'll be available after October. We're doing a Kickstarter, so everybody on that Kickstarter will get it in the beginning of October, and then the others will be in November.
And it's going to be on a usual suspects, Spotify and your own website, Strange Birds, BYRDS.
Bandcamp, all those great guys.
Great.
Yep.
Well, pay attention, folks. So, come Thanksgiving, new music.
That'll be our fifth album as Strange Birds and our 10th year as Strange Birds, although we've been playing together for 22 years, but we turned into Strange Birds.
My mother named us. Her name is Mighty Marion. A lot of people know about her. She's famous on my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. She's now 93, and she's mighty, like amazing. She just as the world was opening back up, she unfortunately fell and broke her femur all the way through at her hip. But she's back in the pool, and she's walking on a walker already, and she's only 12 weeks out. So
nice.
She's an inspiration to us all.
Well, all the best to her recovery.
Oh, yeah. And it's my baby brother's birthday tomorrow, so happy birthday, Jay. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. It's a song I wrote, and it's called Bugtown. It's I like to write a lot of ballads from history, and this is a song about all the Jezebels, harlots, and vixens who were living in Boulder in the late 20s, early 30s, until they were booted out. And Bugtown refers to the area of Boulder where the madams had their houses, and they were mostly located on Water Street, which is now Canyon Boulevard. And this song is a song that I read about in a news clipping about a woman named Trixie Lee. It's a true story. Some of it's fabricated, of course, just to fit my songwriting needs. But the story about Trixie is true, and it just grabbed my attention. So I couldn't decide, Ode to Trixie Lee or Bugtown, but Bugtown won. So here we go.
Here we go. Ready?
Well, I left Mom and Pa in the hills of Iowa, and that old sod cutting fire. I packed a bag and walked the rails down to the train. I would have given up my right arm. And I headed my way west to Boulder Town, where I first met Trixie Lee. She said, Lottie, you're a pretty girl and you could make a little money, come and meet Madam Marie. Hi, they came, pockets full of gold. Some were young, some were mean and old. Trixie Lee, she took up with Freddie Hobbs, a rich man whose wife ruled with an iron hand. And here I am in Bucktown. I'm living in a party house, and I never felt so alone. With troubles so great, Marty Hawks got her revenge when she found Trixie Lee and shot 5 rounds into her sly body. And I left the rapid girls of Water Street, and no one ever saw the likes of me. Down on Water Street. God bless Trixie
Nice. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is the Cabaret Program. My name is Will Two-Step. I'm your host tonight, and we are hosting for the first time live music since March 2020 with the Strange Birds. It's our pleasure and honor. And stay tuned for the top of the hour. Corriente and Danielle will be in to bring you 2 hours of mighty fine Latin music. And I want to ask you guys a question here. We've got a... Oh, we got 22 minutes left here, and we've got a few songs left in the quiver. Sure. But I've asked this question of musicians on and off over the years. And so when you were a kid, what was the first show you went to, whether rock and roll, folk, whatever, with or without parents, maybe snuck out the window, whatever you know, the memory is that says, yeah, I want to play music, man. I want to learn an instrument. Oh. You know, what was the show?
For me, my first one was Richie Havens.
Nice.
He was promoting his Mixed Bag album, and that was great. I lived near high schools that had amazing budgets, and Westport, Connecticut had Cream in their prime. Cream was really hot. And there were some great concerts around there. Plus, there were a lot of musicians lived in Fairfield County. The Winter Brothers, Edgar mm-hmm. and Johnny, and Dave Brubeck, and Foghat.
There's a name I haven't heard in a long time, Ray. Right?
Tell everybody who played at your high school prom. They got to know.
Yeah, well, the Carpenters.
Really? That's awesome.
I love Karen Carpenter.
At the time,
her voice
we didn't think so. Like we were really heavy into the Allman Brothers and Mahavishnu was starting to happen. And, you know, the Carpenters were like, whose school is this? Now they're cool, you know.
Yeah, well, mighty fine singer-songwriters, right?
Absolutely. You know, and she's a killer drummer. She was a killer drummer.
Yeah,
amazing
no doubt.
Drummer, so,
yeah. And Carrie, how about you?
So I had an older sister who bought a bunch of albums home. And so, of course, I fell in love with Joni Mitchell, Laura Nyro. And then I discovered Carole King. But my first really big concert with a huge stage and like that really impressed me was the Yes concert. The clamshell where it opened up with all the dry ice smoke coming out and the drummer was inside. And then after that, it was Santana. Mm. And but I was a big listener of the female singer-songwriter tribe.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, excellent stories, guys.
My second show was Ravi Shankar.
Nice. Nice.
At the same school.
Anyway. Yeah. Now you're playing folk music.
I saw. I remember Tom Scott. He played with Joni Mitchell's band, and he came to my college, and I got to go see him. He was amazing. I love sax.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. I'll just throw this one out here. Listeners that have listened to me for a few years know this one, but my first show actually really one was in Passaic at the John Scheer, the Capitol Theater, and it was Sea Level and the Outlaws.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Capitol Theater in Madison?
No, Passaic.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
See,
I
used to go to the Capitol Theater in Port Jefferson, or Port Chester. And so our parents, we were underage, and they would drop us at the train, take the train, and you'd get off right across the parking lot from the Capitol Theater, and we'd catch the last train home, and it was cool.
Everything was good, great
shows there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great shows.
All right. What's the name of the next tune, folks?
Those were the days. This next song is called Tidal Wave, and it sort of speaks to the influx of money in certain little towns that we know of locally. So,
And just to mention that, like my son was just trying to buy a house in Longmont this summer, and you know, every time they put down an offer, the person would swoop in with $100,000 over and pay cash for the whole thing, and they finally were able to find a house. But it's just kind of about the big influx of people and all the good
things, places.
You know?
Can't blame people for coming here.
No,
it's a beautiful place. We came here, and
we all came here.
I got smart at 19.
Got nothing to say. Here we go. You ready? Tidal Wave.
Okay, right, I think honey. So. Hold on. Let me get positioned here. Right. I got to turn this a little
position
bit.
Position right.
Okay.
One, two. When I moved to this small town, it was a little bit dirty, a little bit down. Everybody seemed to just be passing through. It used to be when the wind would blow, folks would run back down below, leaving us locals here in our Shangri-La. Yeah, but Shangri-La got sold, and the money's like a tidal wave. Kind of like a southbound train. It's like a hurricane. You can't stop. And the money's like a waterfall. The winter's gonna take it all. And once it's gone, you can't go back. Can't go back. Used to move here for the trees, for the mountains, for the breezes. Wasn't all about the economy. Then the mountain got sold to a company, expanded the place, made it cheap.
More people, more scars upon the land.
John Denver saw the plan. And the money's like a tidal wave. Kind of like a southbound train. It's like a hurricane. You can't stop. And the money's like a waterfall. The wind is gonna take it all. And once it's gone, can't go back. Now I know I wasn't born here, so I can't stake that claim.
till I made myself a home here just the same. When I moved to this small town, it was a little bit dirty, a little bit down. Everybody seemed to just be passing through. Now we're having traffic jams, parking problems, master plans, and the hippies have all but gone away. There's nothing left to say, and the money's like a tidal wave. Kind of like a southbound train, it's like a hurricane, you can't stop. Yeah, the money's like a waterfall, the winter's gonna take it all. And once it's gone, you can't go back. Yeah, once it's gone, you can't go back. Yeah, once it's gone, you can't go back. Go
out of wave. There we go.
That's also going to be on our brand new coming up album. And I keep on having to take off my headphones because I have to keep switching instruments because we have never figured out the set list to just do all the guitar and then all the bouzouki. I'm playing Irish bouzouki between the guitar just for our listening audience.
And you're playing the snapping in the fingers.
And I'm
too.
Snapping my fingers and I'm playing harmonica. And I'm wearing a pair of pants that I made.
Oh.
They're handmade.
Well, that's
from an old
awesome.
Mexican skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned how to sew in the time of our shutdown.
Really? a new skill then?
No, I had it, but I got better.
Oh, excellent.
Well, she took on pants because pants are apparently really hard to make.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I would imagine
My
so.
My sister's been sewing her whole life, and she said she wouldn't take on pants.
Oh, that's impressive. Well, cool. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for the top of the hour for Corriente, and Danielle will be in the house. Oh, we're coming into on the inside of the last quarter hour, and we'll round this out here in a little bit and take it on home for our first live performance with real musicians since March 2020. This is the Strange Birds here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. That's with a BYRDS, and that's .com is their website, and it's Ray at raysmith.com.
Lands.com.
S with a plural S dot com.
No S.
No S. There's land. Okay.
RaySmithLand.com is my Ray at RaySmithLand.com is the email for booking and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, cool guys. What's the name of this one?
The name of this song is Skeleton Tree, and it's a story about Ezra and Hannah Connell Barker, who owned all the land up in Barker Reservoir. Mm-hmm. They had all that. There was a big ranch there. Mm-hmm. And in the early 1900s, the city of Boulder decided that they needed that land to build a dam. And a big lawsuit ensued, and Hannah fought them for years and years. And it turns out that Hannah Connell Barker is from County Cork, Skibbereen. And that's where my family's from, also Connell, from the same area. She came over just a few years after my great grandfather came over from County Cork, and just before the famine, thankfully. But so we got to play over there, and I got to actually see the gravesite. We didn't physically get to go there, but I worked with the famine museum director Terry, and she sent me a photograph of my great uncle who's buried in the church he built back in Ireland, and he did die during the famine. But anyway, I digress. So this is a story about Barker Dam, and Skeleton Tree is just referring kind of to the trees in the wintertime, all the aspens that just kind of become bony and, you know, skeleton-like. So
mm-hmm.
As Rob Barker got down on one knee underneath the skeleton tree, said, Hannah Connell of Skibbereen, do me the honor and marry me. For my wife has died and my child is seven, and time at you feels like heaven. We got married in the dwindling fall, town folk came one and all. Six years later, I laid Ezra to rest. Town of Boulder put me to the test. Said they were aiming to build a dam, flood our home in Netherland. You gotta give a damn to fight a dam. You gotta give your heart to love a man. You gotta give your heart to love a man. And I fought and I fought and then I fought harder. Well, they just covered our land with runoff of water. Now I stand on top of their land, looking down at Barker Dam. Think about Hannah from Skibbereen, underneath the skeleton tree. You gotta give a damn to fight a dam. You gotta give your heart to love a man. You gotta give a damn to fight a damn. You gotta lose your heart to love a man. To love a man.
Strange Birds on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. How about we get a squeeze one more in, maybe a couple more? We're coming inside of, we're inside of 10.
Okay, sure.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, let's do that.
Okay, we got a song from a couple of albums back. A little song about a honeydew list that didn't really get done, but I wrote a song, so... I get off there because my gal's a singer-songwriter, too.
Yeah, so he didn't do the honeydew list, but he wrote this incredible song. So, what are you going to do?
I don't know
do?
If it's incredible, but we'll...
Yeah, got a song out of it, right?
We'll
yeah.
let them judge.
Got a song out of it.
It's called Baby Mm-hmm.
Love only you.
Yeah.
You know that I'm not a jealous man, but you're leaving town with your crazy friend.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. baby, while you're gone. Well, maybe, yeah, get something done. I'll lay around till about 2 and start drinking when the coffee's through. Baby.
This has been an utmost pleasure of an hour to spend with you guys.
Thank you so much for having us, and it's been a pleasure to be here. And thanks to everyone who listened in tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's a pleasure to use this fine room again, finally, with live music.
Yes.
I was just thinking that in that last song, it was like, this is a really special little place we have here.
It is.
It definitely
and
is.
We thank KGNU for all they do for the local music scene and everything. They do.
Played a lot of radio shows where they give you one mic and you're supposed to sit there behind the counter and sing the whole thing.
They have the full setup here, guys.
We should have had George shoot a photo of us in here tonight.
Yeah, we can still get it before we're done. We pack it up.
Yeah.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Top of the Hour with Corriente with Danielle. You guys got time for one more, you think? We've got 2 minutes.
Well, we could do, want to do Come In For You, and we'll just cut out when we cut out.
Yeah.
So I wrote this song.
Just let us know when we're out.
I wrote the song about going to get my mom out of an independent care. We left on March 15th. We drove 2,000 miles, my brother and I, all the way to Madison, Wisconsin. There and back, 4 days of driving, and brought her to Colorado for safekeeping, which I'm really proud to say we did. We kept her really safe.
Great.
It's called Coming For You.
Yeah, Danielle, it's yours at the top of the hour. We're all good.
We drove across the Midwest plains through fallow fields of corn, past the barns hanging by a thread, dusty tractors old and worn. Sandhill cranes crossed the sky under low ceiling clouds. My brother at the wheel, and we're calling your name out loud.
Support comes from Venus de Miles, an all-women's bike ride in Lyons, Colorado, taking place on Saturday, August 28th, to benefit the education nonprofit Greenhouse Scholars. Riders choose from 3 course lengths, all of which end with a festival at Bone Park. Registration and information at venusdemiles.com.
You are tuned in to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Voy a romperme la garganta, mi corazón ya no aguanta. No comimos la manzana, ya saborea su veneno. Dios, tenga piedad.
propiedades de desenfreno. Prego, ángeles guardianes, vengan, cubran el terreno. Que quiero besarte y tocarte el pelo, aunque la manzana tenga su veneno, porque mis alas son difíciles de cortar. Rapa, pam, 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 ey. Esta boca es difícil de callar. Rapa, pam, 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 ey. Yo, la tierra tiembla, carece, lloran mis ojos, padecen. Esto no termina nunca, ¿y qué te parece? Se transformó la avaricia en una simple caricia, la magia de una sonrisa y hasta la brisa. Sin prisa, vamos, sin prisa, la vida juega de dicha por el que no tuvo suerte y por su ceniza. Ten esperanza, realiza, piénsalo bien, organiza, revisa, mira, analiza cómo esto pide una misa, porque mis alas son difícil de cortar. La más brava entre las bravas, ella le dice la muerte va a la canalla. Si quieres saber quién soy, asómate a la ventana. Todo lo premedité. No tengo hermano ni hermana, no tengo amigo ni amiga, ni aliado ni aliada. La muerte camina errante por las calles desoladas. Ey, porque mis alas son difícil de cortar. Ey, esta boca es difícil de callar.
You are tuned into KGNU's Corriente. You just heard new music recently released this year by Cuban singer, songwriter, Madame Blanche. And the track that you heard was called Veneno. And this was released this year. La Dame Blanche describes her music as being a combination of Cuban hip-hop dancehall. She's also a very talented flutist and percussionist. So every Tuesday from 8 o'clock until 10, we play Latin American music from all around the world, spanning many different genres, traditions, timelines, and locations. Coming up for you, I have a track by Chilean singer Mon Laferte, and the track is called Tu Falta de Querer, right here on KGNU's Corriente. My name is Danielle, and I will be here until 10 o'clock. You can listen in online at kgnu.org or after fm.com. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Tuesday night. Here's a track by Mon Laferte, right here on Corriente.